This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For the most amazing radio program that exists on the planet today, Fighters of Truth Decay, we are, as my Yoda act for today, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all on the job, ready to go. I have a number of things from around the world that I want to get to, but first let's stay in America. Jennifer, your colleague, good broadcaster Dennis Prager, found himself not necessarily in the hot seat, but an interesting seat yesterday. So what happened in Washington with him?
If you didn't get a chance to see Dennis Prager sit down and give his opening remarks to the Senate subcommittee, boy, you missed out. He talked about freedom of speech. He really laid it out in a way that really only few people could do, and Dennis is definitely one of them. He was sitting before the committee in the Senate that Senator Ted Cruz oversees, and the topic yesterday on Capitol Hill was all about Google and about possible censorship of conservatives and other groups on the platform. And Google actually had representation there. Their vice president appeared and defended himself. But really, a lot of attention was given to Dennis Prager's company called PragerU, Prager University, in which he brings in people from all over, all walks of life, to do these five-minute videos that are placed on YouTube. And what YouTube and Google have done is that they've marked these videos restricted, meaning that they could be considered along the same lines as pornography. So any kid or any parent or any home that has restricted access to things that have been tagged as pornography will never even see that these Prager University videos exist. Now, if you know who Dennis Prager is or you don't, I can tell you he's not one to post pornography videos online. Yeah. He's actually talking about moments in history. He's talking about culture.
Very smart, good cultured radio program.
They're pretty heady videos, and they talk about current events and those sorts of things. In fact, just to put in context, is the type of content that's being banned or restricted by YouTube and Google. One of them is about the Ten Commandments, and the Google people were asked why that was tagged yesterday in the Senate, and they said because it mentioned murder. Well, murder is mentioned all throughout the Bible. That still doesn't necessarily mean it should be restricted like pornography. So Prager talked about this idea of shadow banning conservatives and about conservative messages. And one of the most interesting things that came up, Google denied a lot of this stuff, but one of the congressmen, or one of the senators, and I'm forgetting which senator it was, asked about whether or not Google had worked with China. And it was revealed during the testimony yesterday that Google had actually indeed helped develop a web search engine of sorts for China. And in that, they were able to ban everything that was deemed questionable by the government, because clearly in communist China, they are not allowing free access to everything on the web. Yeah, they love it. And so Google has created this algorithm that could do to exact specifications of the Chinese government what they wanted it to do. And so the question is, if you've done that in China, for China, isn't it possible, isn't it worth having the conversation that there's an algorithm going on in this country that certain things that are deemed to be not mainstream or have been marked by Google? So it was a really interesting debate. And yes, Prager did a great job, but I think more important is the conversation about freedom of speech and Google's role. Should they be banning anybody at all? Should they be giving weight to certain things when they come up in Google searches? Right. Well, they are given a lot of government, and that's actually part of the argument, is that they're given actually a lot of government kickbacks, and they're given a lot of money. And so if they are a private company, they can run however they want. However, if they are taking benefits from the government, then should they be allowed to give one narrative priority over another? And well, I think part, it's
the
a
answer
good argument,
is in the
actually.
Question. The answer is in the question, and basically the implication is no. You can't have it both ways, although I think Google, certainly Facebook, have had it both ways for a long time, and it's time, you know, for this thing to get straightened out. It sort of reminds me.
But part of the problem, though, is that Google and YouTube have come under fire from so many, from all sides. Republicans say, oh, they're censoring us, and parents say that they're not censoring enough because there's way too much content that kids can see, and pedophiles have been going after kids on YouTube. There are the stupid, like, Tide Pod challenge stuff that kids, so their algorithm probably has so many keywords right now, and murder certainly would be one of them, because look at all the shooters that we've seen in the last couple of years who've all had a presence online and have basically foretold what they were going to do. So part of that, the murder thing, totally makes sense to me why that's getting flagged as a keyword. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there does need to be a happy medium here. But, you know, when you've got millions and hundreds of millions of videos, there aren't enough people to sit and go through all of them. So that's why they rely on algorithms. It's a very imperfect system, but they kind of are stuck in the middle.
To this, to the focus on China or the China side of this, and just to launch off into a couple of other things that are on people's minds today, 22 countries have been challenging China's crackdown on Muslims. They've been cracking down on other minorities as well, criticizing what has been called disturbing reports of large-scale detentions. This is not new. 37 countries, half of which are Muslim-majority nations, have jumped to Beijing's defense on this. It's a problem. I guess it depends on how you describe problem, define problem. I define problem as something that upsets the apple cart, upsets the norm. And in this case, it's hard to know what the norm is because there is so much. We were talking about racism or race baiting or whatever goes on in our country that concerns us. My God, the kinds of things that are going on. The Chinese are horrible creatures. Now I'm not talking about the people who reside there, and that's why I can't imagine that the government that exists there now is going to last for a long time. There are a lot of things going on in China that are hard in this day and age to control and keep people in various outer regions of China from knowing what's going on in the cities. But it's just, I find it interesting the Chinese are cracking down on Muslims, Muslims are cracking down on non-Muslims, and on it goes.
Well, it's not cracking down on Muslims. They're torturing people. It's conversion therapy. They're in concentration camps,
yeah.
This group of Muslims.
Okay.
It's horrible.
It's stronger. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not just cracking down and, you know, monitoring people. They're in camps, and the Chinese government has tried very hard to keep
those
foreign press
who are,
out.
I know. They're trying to compare that situation. The Chinese will say, well, look what's going on your border. Mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they, yeah, exactly. Yeah. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry accusing the U.S. of violating international law by selling weapons to Taiwan. This is a joke. All the way around, it's a joke. Comments came after China announced it would impose sanctions against any U.S. company that's selling arms to Taiwan. Retaliation against the State Department approving the $2 billion arms sale to Taiwan, which on the surface is ridiculous as well, tanks and missiles and other related equipment. Under the, quote, One China policy, China views Taiwan as part of its country, and they are willing to use force, they say, to regain control of the island if they have to. And I guess that's what the U.S. has used as legitimating the arms sales to Taiwan. We've been doing this for years, last 17, 18 years. Since 2000, $25 billion in arms sales have taken place with Taiwan. You don't think it's all about the military-industrial complex? What's Taiwan going to do if China goes to war? They're not going to do anything. It's like stepping on an ant. So it's so usury to sell these weapons. It's just about money. That's all it's about. There's no benefit here for the Taiwanese at all. None. Zero. So Let's get real on that. And I notice our friend Kim Jong Fatty says he's going to resume his, Trump's big friend, pictures on the wall of the White House, going to resume nuclear tests because he doesn't like the fact that the U.S. and South Korea are continuing their joint military exercises they've done for years and years and years. This is going to be in August. President Trump supposedly promised Kim during their talks that this he said, okay, well, we'll cool it with the joint military exercise. Apparently, that's not the case. So the government there said, with the U.S. unilaterally reneging on its commitment, we are gradually losing our justification to follow through on the commitments we made to the U.S. And so on it goes. More military, more weaponry, more nonsense. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. It is crazy. It's craziness. Craziness. Next, here's something that's not crazy. Look at your waistline. You have a little less weight to contend with in the summer than you do the winter, probably. But if you are not in the place you wanted to be after the winter, you're still trying to lose the weight and keep it off. It's because you haven't used Calitrin that you are not successful. Calitrin equals success. When it comes to long-term weight loss and keeping the weight off, this is not something that is going to be a factor. When you start today, you're going to see results tomorrow. That's not the way Calitrin works. Because its main ingredient is collagen, you have to jump-start. Collagen is the most important protein in our body, and our body stops making it for whatever the reason when we're in our 20s. So what happens when you start with Calitrin, you jump-start the production of collagen. It makes nothing but sense when you think about it. And the collagen goes to work to help you absorb fat and create muscle and lose weight. It's very simple, very straightforward. Take it consistently every night, 4 capsules. It'll work best on an empty stomach when you go to bed. And then if you can't take it consistently, don't waste your time, because it is a waste of time and a waste of money. Got to take them every night so that you can revert back to that beautiful, svelte body that you used to have. Go to TopLoss.com. Special deal, the Summer Sizzler. $20 off a 90-day supply and free shipping when you use the code DJV. Yep, check the box for DJV at TopLoss.com and get on the road to weight loss success. 86% of the people that get on this diet are successful. That's quite a commendation. All right, so you ready? TopLoss.com. You're ready to lose the weight and keep it off. Make a commitment. Go to TopLoss.com. Check the box for DJV. Get 20% off a 90-day supply and free shipping. That's TopLoss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. Lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Bye. now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music bulletin, 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 bulletin. Music time on the DJV show, 23 and change after the hour. R. Kelly has been denied bail. How about that? No bond.
Good.
All right. I figured you'd like that. Meanwhile, there's another good story for you, Kara. Harry Styles.
This is a better story for me than R. Kelly.
Better story. Yes, I get that. Is in talks to play Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid. Prince Eric is, I don't know the, I mean, if I do know the, sorry, Little Mermaid, it's from when I was 6 years old or something. So,
I don't think it came out that long ago, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, I mean,
how that was a little slide in there, Victoria?
Well, that's also the truth. Anyway, yeah, so, okay. Yeah, I mean, he's just the prince that the Little Mermaid falls in love with, and he's, you know, the kind of the classic
prince
charming.
She rescues him, because she's a mermaid, and he falls off a boat or something. I forget exactly the story, but then she rescues him, and then she makes a deal with the evil sea witch that she wants to be a regular human girl without the tail so that she can, you know, have a love life with Prince Eric. So, goes from there.
Halle Bailey is this the one that I don't like, right, from those two
of
singers?
Chloe and Halle.
Yeah, doesn't know how to sing. Maybe she knows how to act. If she doesn't act any better than she sings, not sure much is going to come out of this. At any rate, this is a live-action film, so there are cartoon characters and people. It's kind of like the Beauty and the Beast movie, right? Same sort of thing?
It'll be, yeah, not cartoon characters, but yes, animated, however they animated the Beauty and the Beast. It'll be just like that, a mix.
Right.
And The Lion King, too, which is, I guess, opening this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, very clever. So, Melissa McCarthy, Jacob Tremblay, and Awkwafina are also going to be part of the film, it would seem. The character Prince Eric performed no songs in the original. However, that was changed in the Broadway musical. Eric now performs several songs. So Harry Styles, who has only acted in a few movies, right? He started in Dunkirk, but it was a big movie.
I didn't see Dunkirk, but I think it was a small role.
Right. Yeah, it was.
He was actually in it more than I expected. He was pretty good. I was kind of iffy going into it, but I watched it, and I thought he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you I remember which one he was, but
he was kind of the jerk. Yeah.
The jerk.
Yeah. He was not a very nice guy in the movie, but...
Okay. Certainly, that's not typecasting because he's anything but a jerk, right?
Yeah.
Didn't
he
just get married?
He's like a wonderful human. No, he's not married.
He's single.
See how quick Kara was to clarify.
Don't you ruin my dream.
Is this an age-appropriate relationship? How old is he?
He's like 2 years younger than me. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I know someone on this show would call me a cougar for it, but it's fine.
Hey, I would endorse it. Are you kidding me, Kara? I'd kick you aside and I'd date him.
Nice. Okay, Lewis. Did you hear that?
Oh, Lewis knows. He knows.
Really? That's terrible. All right, let's move on. It's time for us to visit the world of Avril Lavigne, also known as Avril Lavigne.
Oh, I never heard that.
Single's called I Fell in Love with the Devil. She's facing some backlash from Christian groups. These people are out of their minds.
They've always got to find something to complain about.
I don't want to even... I'm so exhausted. These people are exhausting. They really are. Not just... everybody's got a problem. Richie says everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Everybody's got a problem with something. What is the matter?
Well, it's funny because they have no ability to understand, like, metaphor. I don't think she's actually talking about falling in love with the devil. I'm pretty sure she's talking about someone she was in love with who was not great.
Right. She's had a few of those in her real life, too, so...
Oh, man. Okay. Anyway, she appears in the woods in the video. She's driving her hearse, transporting her own coffin, and then she appears wearing a black cape, which apparently some of these characters don't like.
The video is really, visually, it's stunning. Very cool, it's a really cool video. It's very, like, you know, goth sort of crucible, so like is Polly, how I would...
like Polly Perrette on NCIS.
A little bit, yes.
Gothy. Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, she's supposed to promote Head Above Water on a 15-day North American tour in September. And this is the first time she's been out. She had Lyme disease. She had some problems a couple
of
years ago.
Very bad Lyme disease,
Okay. So that's the Avril Lavigne story, 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Almost entirely along party lines, the U.S. House has passed a resolution condemning President Trump's recent tweets about four Democratic women in Congress. The Democratic resolution refers to Trump's comments as racist after he said the lawmakers should go back to their countries. The Democratic women are all American citizens, only one having been born outside the U.S. But Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says of the Democratic resolution,
they're solely focused on doing whatever they can to stop this president instead of, frankly, working on what can help the country.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at 99. Back in 2010, then-President Barack Obama said of him,
he's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility. He has applied the Constitution and the laws of the land with fidelity and restraint.
This is USA Radio News.
Doors are being slammed in your face. And bad credit is holding you back from buying a house, car, even getting a credit card. $99 can put your credit back to a 720 or higher. That's right, just $99. Bankruptcy, tax liens, judgments, and even late pays can be removed from credit reports by calling the Giving Days Foundation. A nonprofit organization is here to help. Federal law allows you to challenge each and every item on your credit report. We'll recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Just be one of the first 10 callers. Take our personal credit challenge. Get your credit score to a 720. 800-544-0974. Call now to recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Call now. 800-544-0974. Don't miss this great free credit repair. Just be one of the first 10 callers. 800-544-0974.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Take a chance on us, the DJV show. If you're new to the program, thank you for coming in to figure out what in the heck's going on here, what in the heck's going on in the world. A little bit of this and some of that from Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is in Washington. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm in Massachusetts. In a moment, we're going to meet Chance the Snapper. But in the meantime, let's go visit the Redneck Hall of Fame, shall we, Victoria?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a story that could make it into the Redneck Hall of Fame. A driver in Canada was charged with failing to properly secure a child after police say he strapped a two-year-old toddler to a beer case instead of a car seat. This was a 22-year-old driver, of course. He has not been identified, and I don't know if it was his two-year-old kid. They haven't really said much, but there was a two-year-old in the car, and instead of sitting on a booster seat or in a proper car seat, which he legally was supposed to be in, if you're under the age of 8 in Canada, you have to be in a proper child seat or a booster seat. So this two-year-old was sitting on a 30-can case of beer. And the driver had strapped the kid on top of that, so that was basically his version of creating a booster seat. And the toddler was not injured, but police charged the driver with failing to ensure the child was properly restrained. Now, the interesting thing is, there were no other further charges issued because the case of beer was not opened. So there was no open container. He was just using the case of beer as a booster seat for the child. And, of course, Family and Children Services were notified of the incident, and the guy was taken into custody. So, you know, if you're tempted, if you are tempted to strap a toddler to a 30-pack of beer, you know, maybe next time just think about that first.
A little risky. Yep. A little risky. Okay, here's another child in the news. 11-year-old girl in California says her iPhone exploded or almost exploded in her hand. Her name is Kayla Ramos. On television yesterday, she said she was lying down with a phone in her hand. Sparks began to fly from her device. She threw it on the floor. It burned several holes in the fabric. I was right here on the bed. The phone managed to burn through the blanket and made holes. The mother called Apple support. She was instructed to send pictures of the device and ship it back once she gets shipping labels from the store where she bought it. So, is this something that they've worried about? Wasn't there a problem with this? Why do I think there was a problem with something like this a while back?
Well, we actually did a tech report on that not that long ago. Apple, as well as other phone makers, but Apple was really the one who kind of came out first, warning people who charge their device, whether it's a tablet or their phone, they warn people against charging the device and leaving it on the bed because the phone can't be properly ventilated. It has an internal fan, but if it has a sheet over it or if it's underneath a pillow, then the battery can actually start to catch fire. So it is a real risk, and I'm not sure the exact circumstances of what made this phone catch fire with this girl, but it is very, very possible.
All right, are we still in the throes of the black sales? I saw something. Walmart had a fabulous deal on a 50-inch TV. It was I guess depends on your and what your needs are and what your definition is of fabulous deal. But this seemed to be, it was a couple hundred bucks you could buy a pretty good sized TV. Are those the kind of, is that all over now? Or is that
Amazon Prime is over. Yep, Prime Day is over. But the real headline was things like what you're talking about. Walmart and Target did really well with their own sales this week. So Amazon, it'll be interesting when the numbers are all crunched because I have a feeling Target came out ahead. Or at least put up a really, really good number against Amazon. But you can find deals on Best Buy had some deals. You can find really good TV deals now. Although, like we've been saying, Mercury's in retrograde. It's not a great one, so don't buy electronics because you're going to regret it.
Right. All right, have you heard the story of Chance the Snapper?
No, I know Chance the Rapper, but
Chance
the snapper
is an alligator who escaped from Chicago's Humboldt Park. There's a fairly good size zoo there. A Florida alligator wrangler was brought in to catch Chance, and they apparently got him yesterday. This is the big time. He's 5'3" long, and let's see here. He's a very healthy alligator. Apparently, somebody captured him. Brought him and let him go in this park. So if you see pictures of Chance, this guy's holding him. Chance became a local celebrity after being spotted in the park in the lagoon there a few days ago. Officials ended up having to close the area off, fearing that lots of people, everybody was going in there to try to get pictures, and they kept trying to get closer. You morons! You're going to go get a selfie with an alligator. Sure you are. Right. There's another one.
Isn't Chicago a bit chilly for an alligator?
Well, not this time of year. It's been, listen, let's face it.
How did it get all the way up there?
Well, I think somebody brought it all the way up there. You know, who knows what. People and their motives, you know that. We spend hours and hours and hours every day talking about people and what motivates them to be. I mean, where would we be if we didn't have people to talk about, like Jeffrey Epstein, who now, once again, is in the news. Every single day is in the news. The attorney representing his accusers said another woman has come forward to say that she was abused while he was on work release as part of his plea deal from 10 years ago. This guy, he just can't. He needs to be castrated. That's all. That's how you fix somebody like that. You castrate him. That's all. What do you do? by the way, out of the corner of my eye, when I was talking about Chance the Rapper, there was a poll in Chicago with names. They came up with Chance the Rapper after having a contest to name this alligator. The runners-up, Frank Lloyd Bite, Ruth Gator Ginsburg, and Croc Obama.
That's funny.
It is kind of funny. You got to have fun with it. Yeah, there's so much going on in the world that is fun. I mean, there are categories, right? I suppose the political stuff is in a league of its own, and then things that are happening that are serious and things that are happening that are silly. And we need a mix of all of those things in order to have a proper view on the world. If you just stick to one thing, these all political shows, not only is it boring, it gives you a jaundiced view of the world. That's probably not the word I'm looking for, but is that a word that makes sense? There, your view of the world, if you think only in political terms, you're going to be distorted. Or if you think in the term of anything, if you just have one point of view and you have one thing, I know that people have turned this program over. I remember a mother wrote, all I want to hear is politics. Okay, well, go listen to another program then. And I say that lovingly, but
that's a pretty, I'm sorry to say that, but that's a boring existence if that's all you want to hear about,
it's
especially
the same
now.
Stuff over and over and over. Oh my God. Over and over and over and
get
over.
Get a new
over.
Hobby.
All right, so here's something that this is serious, but not political. CVS now telling its customers that certain of their over the counter eye drops have been recalled over concerns the products may not be sterile. This is something, I don't know, there's a nationwide recall on it. This is one of those things that if it were true, and that's, I'm not disputing, but this is something you don't want to mess with. You don't want to be sticking stuff in your eye that isn't sterile. New York based Altair Pharmaceuticals issuing a voluntary recall this week for CVS Health branded products. The recalls of drops at Walgreens and Walmart, same thing. According to the recall notice posted on the Food and Drug Administration website, 30 different products made by this company, and they all may be compromised. FDA has determined these issues indicate a lack of sterility. Use of non-sterile product intended to be sterile may result in serious... You can go blind. Actually,
yeah,
I mean,
this is nothing to joke
line.
About. Yeah,
you
this is serious.
You got any of this stuff, bring it back to CVS. Don't do what the FDA says, because they'll tell you to throw it out. No. Bring it back and get your money back. And then, you know, there are saline solutions, although it stings your eyes a little bit. That's a way to get things cleaned up if you have issues. A lot of people get things in their eyes at the beach this time of year outside a lot. Right? You ever had that experience? You ever get anything in your eye, Victoria?
Yeah, sure. I mean, throughout my life, a couple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty uncomfortable.
But the list of products is very extensive. So it's not just like one kind of eye drop. It's all different varieties of eye drops and eye washes, eye lubricants. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. So if you use any of that, we really are advising people, go and check your medicine cabinet and make sure you don't have any of those products.
Right. Yep. It causes you to be anxious, and you don't want that under any. So why would you want to be anxious about stuff? Let's get to our teeth, shall we? Talk about that crocodile a minute ago. I think I remember talking about power swabs yesterday, or was it earlier today? We were talking not about that alligator, but another. Been a lot of alligators and crocodiles. Matter of fact, you went to the trouble, Victoria, of explaining the difference between
the
alligator.
Oh, we were talking
alligator.
About the teeth, yeah.
Yeah, right. Or was that Kara that did that?
No, that was me.
It was. Okay, so you get the one. An alligator has teeth that are slanted so it can chew you up better.
That's a crocodile.
A crocodile does that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, now that I have your attention, folks, let's talk about your teeth and how wonderfully well they will look after you get on the routine that's prescribed by Power Swabs. Power Swabs starts working in 5 minutes with its first application. It'll change your teeth an average of 2 shades every time you use it. So it gets your teeth whiter. Isn't that really what you want? You want brighter, whiter teeth. You'll see a change of shade after the first treatment. Multiple treatments increase the efficiency and efficacy of Power Swabs. It's safe, easy, and all natural. You don't want to be invading your enamel. That's what happens with most of the other products that are on the line. Whitening systems and stuff eat away. They get rid of the stains, but they eat away at your enamel, thus not safe, thus not healthy. And a lot of the things, what's good to know here is that there are about 20 or 25 different treatments that are around for whitening your teeth. Power Swab is the only one that's all natural. Great white smiles come as a result of using this. So let's get on the program. Let's call 800-208-1797 right now while you're thinking about it. Use the DJV code, and you'll buy Power Swabs for half the retail price. Pretty cool deal. Freshen your mouth, freshen your look, freshen your teeth, freshen your smile with Power Swabs. Only available with this deal by calling 800-208-1797. Half the retail price. Don't pay $500, $600, $700, $800 to your dentist when you can do this for about 10% of that, and you're able to control the situation yourself. All right? Good to know the number, 800-208-1797. Good to take action right now. Get your Power Swabs. Use the code DJV. Buy them at half the retail price and smile. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is Darwin Award possibility as well, although it didn't end badly for a it depends on how you define badly. A woman from Nebraska fined $1,000 this week for climbing the face of Mount Rushmore. This woman is massive. She's got, like you wouldn't, muscles on top of muscles. She climbed it without any rope, in her bare feet, bare hands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was almost at the top, and somebody's looking and said, "Who's that person up there?" And if you see, she's about, she's on Thomas Jefferson's face. So you see the, the picture. And so a park ranger, yeah, I mean, they couldn't get up there. They waited for her to come down before they arrested her. Beautiful.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The theme from Schitt's Creek?
It is.
S-C-H-I-T-T-S. Mr. Schitt is the main character in Schitt's Creek, right?
Well, Roland Schitt is the mayor of Schitt's Creek. You need to watch this show, Doug.
I've never seen this show.
Oh, my God. You would laugh so hard.
If his name is Roland Schitt, man, I should have. Right there, right from the farm. Straight from the farm. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Roland Schitt.
Yep. The mayor. Mayor Roland Schitt.
And what's his kid's name?
He has one kid that's named Mutt.
Mutt?
Yep. Mutt.
Mutt. Okay. Talk about, is there a movie coming? This is, by the way, movie news. Trucker's not with us today, so it's up to the three of us, Victoria, Kara, and Dougster, to come up with something that'll hold your attention. I think we were all very interested in the Emmy Award nominations that were announced yesterday, even though there aren't any real movies in here. There's some very interesting, there are the possibilities that TV shows that are so well written, they could be movies. For example, Killing Eve. And Game of Thrones. I'm surprised that it probably is going to be a movie, right, about Game of Thrones? Would you think?
I don't know. I haven't heard much.
Yeah, I don't know. They're definitely doing a prequel. I think that's going to come out next year or the year after. So they're going to keep doing stuff with it. But I don't know if they're going
to
do a movie.
And there are people that want to go back to have the post is Better Call Saul, right? Could there be a prequel to that as well, from based on the television show?
Better Call Saul is a spinoff of
Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah, so I don't know
if they're going to do anything else with that.
No, okay.
But I know they did talk about, well, people were disappointed recently because Bryan Cranston announced big news and people thought it was going to be a Breaking Bad movie.
Right.
It wasn't, but I think there is definitely a space for that. People would watch a Breaking Bad movie.
Oh, people would love that.
Yeah. Right.
Well, if you see, we've all seen the trailer for the Downton Abbey movie that's coming out in September.
Yeah.
And it's just, it looks incredible. So I think that there's, it's for the fans.
Look at all these other TV shows that could lead, and the stuff that's done, we talk off and on about my friend Jonathan Tucker being in the City on the Hill. That could easily have been a movie. A lot of the television scripts, the writing is so good. Now, a lot of these actors that had heretofore only done movies now are doing these TV shows because they are like movies and they pay like movies. With the competition to get good actors, the good actors are working. They go from one show to the next, to the next, to the next. They just keep going. That's because of all the desire for programming from Amazon, Netflix, HBO, you name it, Showtime. They're all over the place. So, but that stuff, I think, leads to, because they're not coming up with good ideas for movies, right? Isn't that one of the problems? They're these stupid
movies. Well, it's all either superheroes or it's,
how much of that
reboots
stuff?
Yeah.
I'd like to see a movie on the life of Bruce Springsteen.
We probably will have that, right?
I would hope so. I think he's got a fabulous story to tell. Yeah, all right, what did you start to say? Excuse me, I interrupted you.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think that it's really interesting that when you look at the Emmy nominations in general, major networks are really falling behind.
Yeah,
because
right.
It's HBO, Game of Thrones, obviously, it scored really big. But then you look at shows that are other HBO shows like Barry. Barry scored 17 nominations. Mm-hmm. And so, there are so many really great shows out there. That at House of Cards is Netflix and Killing Eve is BBC and I think also Netflix, is it? One of the two. And then original programming from Hulu, Amazon has original programming. Everyone else is just doing it better. And that's why you're seeing so many movie stars signing on to do these types of shows.
Yeah. Right. All right, Anne Hathaway is going to do a Sesame Street movie? Huh? There's going to be a Sesame Street movie?
So now she's going to annoy children, too? She already annoys adults. Now she's going to annoy children?
I knew that would get you. And there's a joke about Idris Elba.
James
Bond that was cut out of the Hobbs and Shaw movies coming out this weekend.
Yeah, apparently so. I guess they made some joke about a new black James Bond, and I don't know if it was racially sensitive or if it just wasn't funny or if he doesn't want people to make a big deal about it. I think he would be a great James Bond. I think they should encourage it as much as possible.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think there's one more in, what's his face, but then after that, I think that he'd be a good choice, frankly, for that. All right, so we've all given you our points of view here. Space Jam has got director Malcolm Lee attached to it, Space Jam 2.
Apparently the director
LeBron?
Of Girls Trip, and with LeBron,
That'd be fun.
All right, 59 after the hour. See, we don't need Chucker. Chucker, come on.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.